It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here from the Ryman Auditorium is the 1069th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Ray Price.
Everybody told me what a fool I was. I'm falling in love with someone who can't be true. And now you've gone and left me and I'm all alone. All alone, bewildered and confused.
Oh, who'll be the first to say I told you so? 'Cause I'm alone.
I should have listened to them long ago.
So who will be the first to say I told you so?
On telling to me, everybody knew, and so they let me know. Things a fool in love can never see.
So who'll be the first to say I told you so? 'Cause I'm alone like they all said I'd be.
I guess I should have listened to them long ago.
So who will be the first to say I told you so?
Ray Price, the Cherokee cowboy himself, and one of his latest Columbia records, Who'll Be the First. Well, thank you, Ray, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, as usual, we got a great show lined up featuring such opera greats as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Floyd Kramer, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And as Ray's special guest, that young lady who just recently joined the staff of the Grand Ole Opry, who's taking the country by storm, Miss Patsy Cline.
Well, neighbors, I tell you, Patsy will be out here to sing us some of her great songs in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time for a few choice words from that funny man of East Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Ray.
Hello, Archie.
I ought to tell you a little story on Ray. I don't know where he's losing his marbles or not, but when I came in out here a while ago, I saw this guy down on his hands and knees and had his ear to the ground. I got a little closer. I saw it was old Ray Price, so I thought something's wrong, so I just thought I'd humor him along, and I walked up and got on my hands and knees, and I put my ear to the ground. Stayed there about 5 minutes, and then I raised up. I said, Ray, I can't hear a thing. He said, I know it. It's been like that all day.
You like that one?
How are you, Ray, tonight?
Just fine, Archie.
Say, you know what the donut said to the birthday cake?
No, Archie, what the donut said to the birthday cake?
Said, if I had all your dough, I wouldn't be hanging around this hole.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good
one. Hey, you know what one little rosebud said to the other little rosebud?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
We're just a pair of bloomers. Did you like that?
Let me see if that's the way it went. I didn't think of it. You can be replaced, you know. That's in my luck, though. I've been having bad luck all day. Went to the races this afternoon, down them horse races. Wore a barrel back home.
Yeah?
I went down at the edge of the track there, and I my shoe was untied, and I stooped over to tie my shoe, and somebody put a saddle on me.
How'd you make out?
Came in third. No, it's funny thing. My wife was with me, bless her little heart. And just before the main race started, she asked me, she said, Arch. She calls me Arch.
Sometimes.
Yeah, she calls me a lot of other things, too.
Most of the time.
She said, Arch, said, have you got a safety pin? And, well, to tell you the truth, she's just about to lose her unmentionables. I didn't have no safety pin, and about that time the announcer says, they're off! And, friend, she fainted. Yeah, but I finally brought her two, and she drunk them, and I brought her two more. I do, too. Last Saturday night, I read a poem here. I did a recitation. And since last Saturday night, I just had hundreds of requests.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to do it anyhow, though. I'd like to have some mood music. Tommy Jackson, would you play me some sweet mood music so I can do my poem? I hope you have steady employment somewhere else. You can go back and go home now they've got your cage cleaned out. Here's my little poem for tonight. When I was young and spry and gay, I flirted with girls that passed my way. But now that I'm old, I must admit, I ain't changed a dad burn bit. One night when all the stars lit, this is my feature poem. One night when all the stars were lit, Paul went out to stroll a bit. When Paul got back, Ma had a fit. The stars were gone, but Paul was lit.
Hey! Arch Campbell, the sage of Bull's Gap.
Right, Grant, but now it's guest time, so let's have a great big grand old opera welcome for our lovely lady, Miss Patsy Cline. Well, Patsy, honey, welcome once more to the grand old opera.
Thank you so much, Ray, and it sure is nice to be here.
Well, you know, I reckon by now the stage of the old Ryman here is getting to be a little bit more like home to you.
Yes, everybody's been so wonderful to me. I just feel like it's home already.
Well, need I say we're awful proud and pleased to have you, Patsy. So how about a song?
Anything you say.
Well, then I'll say here's Patsy Cline with one of her latest Decca releases, The Lovesick Blues.
I got a feeling 'cause I'm blue, but don't say goodbye. I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, Lord, that last long day he said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would die. He'll do you, he'll do me. He's got the kind of lovin'. But, Lord, I love to hear him when he calls me sweet baby. What a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to that man somehow. And I'm nobody's sugar baby now, 'cause I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Now I'm in love with the wonderful guy. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with the wonderful guy. But he don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried to keep him satisfied, but he just wouldn't stay. But now that he is leaving, this is all I've got to say. I got a feeling 'cause I'm blue, Lord, Lord, since my daddy said goodbye. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to that man somehow. And I'm nobody's sugar baby now, 'cause I'm a low lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Thank you.
Yesterday was April 1st, and I wonder just how many folks got tricked.
Well, I got no idea, Ray, but I do know that a lot of folks got fooled out of some mighty pleasant smoking, tasting enjoyment if they failed to light up a good old reliable Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know, it's just the greatest.
It sure is, Grant, but doesn't everybody know that by now? Why, PA is always fresh. Crimp cut, too, so that it packs right. Burns steady and even without any unpleasant hot spots.
And just chock full of that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easy-going taste that pipe smokers and roll-your-own men just naturally go for.
Why, shucks, Grant, everybody knows that. We've told them lots of times.
Yes, but actually the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. So all you smokers, stop fooling yourselves. Get a tasty, pleasant, happy smoke every time with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, no Opry would be complete without a square dance, and here to supply it is Tommy Jackson, along with all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, to lead the way to the tune of the grand old timer, Tennessee Wagner.
I'll end up in the middle, for getting your ladies down, go all the trucks, let them down, let them down, let God's down. Hey, money, hey, where you going, there, going, so tough, and hard to say. 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 4, that's all you have to say. Beat those gallons, pat on the head, don't need this, beat those bags, all around, shake it down, let that big one go.
Thank you, Tommy, and dances, that was great. Now, Grant Turner, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, not a thing in the world, Raymond, not a thing, except that it's down to hymn time now on the show, so what have you selected for us?
Well, Grant, this is one of the finer old hymns, one that we recorded in our new hymn album, be out real soon. And with the help of the Jordanaires, I'd like to sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
Save from wrath and make me pure.
When I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Wonderful, Ray. Wonderful. Nobody sings those hymns like you do. And nobody plays the guitar like our next featured performer, Chet Atkins. Latin American rhythm, the Peanut Vendor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chet. Thanks a million. Boy, that was fine. And now it's time we spread the welcome mat for another of our opera greats. The girl who's been around here so long, she has become an institution. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, spring has sprung, ain't it? Oh, it's worse this year with it being leap year, I believe. Woo! Well, this is the time of the year that a young man's fancy turns to what a woman's been thinking about all year long. We don't have to wait till spring. Well, though, I reckon y'all realize I've got on a brand new dress. You notice it? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love to hear them whistles. I'll tell you, it's this dress. I'm proud of it. I reckon y'all noticed it's got a little kind of gathering in the front here. And yeah, come to think of it, it's a pretty big crowd here in the back, too, you know what? Oh, well, we have a good time up there at Grinder Switch, except today we had something happen. You know, Orson Tugwell's young'un, one of them little young'uns, he swallowed one of them glass eyes off of a teddy bear, you know? And so old Doc Payne, they called him in, and he looked down the little young'un's throat, and he said, when he looked down the young'un's throat, he said, "Well, I've looked down into many a stomach, but this is the first one I've ever had look back at me." Well, sir, I tell you, though, them little young'uns, they just are the worst I ever seen, but I love every one of them. They live right across the hollow from us, and I went over there today, and there was one little young'un, and he was saying some bad cuss words, and I was embarrassed. Oh, I said, "Why, every time you say one of them bad words, the chills just run up and down my spine." And the little boy said, "You ought to have been here yesterday when Pappy hit his thumb with a hammer. You'd have froze to death." But I tell you, one of them, he come over to the house this afternoon, and he had a quarter in his hand. And brother said, "Boy, what you doing with that quarter in your hand?" He said, "Look a here." He said, "My mammy, give me this quarter if I wouldn't say darn it no more." Brother said, "Honey, we better go in business. I've got words that'll make us $5 apiece." Bye now. See you next week.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool. And steady burning
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now then, it's time we heard once more from our lovely guest. So here she is, back with another of her great songs. How Can I Face Tomorrow, Miss Patsy Cline.
Tonight alone, I'm thinking
chimes are blue. How can I face tomorrow when I know I'm losing you? The dreams we shared have all been torn apart. It's your wedding day, but I can't claim your heart. Now someone else will hold you just the way I used to do. How can I face tomorrow when I know I'm losing you? The dreams we shared have all been torn apart. It's your wedding day, but I can't claim your heart. Now someone else will hold you just the way I used to do. How can I face tomorrow when I know I'm losing you?
Yes, sir. Ms. Patsy Cline and How Can I Face Tomorrow. Thank you, Patsy, and thanks ever so much for being our guest.
Now it's time for some real piano playing, Ray, and here doing the honors is that master of the keyboard, the boy who has played for so many of our great recording stars, Floyd Kramer, and he's playing Irving Berlin's great tune, Easter Parade. Thank you, Floyd. Thanks a lot. Well, Ray, time is getting a little short, and before you do sing us that one last song, how about telling us a little about your future plans?
Well, Grant, I'm fixing to go to Florida for about a week. I think I've earned a vacation, so I'm going to go down and try to do a little fishing down that way with the good friends of ours down around Winter Haven, Mr. Bagley and all of them. And then, of course, we're going to Nova Scotia and the New England states for the first time we've ever played up there.
Well, good luck to you, Ray, and all the group. And now, how about that song? Here's our star friends, Ray Price, with his other great new Columbia release, One More Time. Here we go.
I wonder what the power is that you hold over me. I don't get to love you long, just your memory. Each time you leave and go away, I swear we'll draw the line. Then you come back and just like now, I'm falling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time, my arms will hold you. But it won't be long until you're gone with a memory left behind. And I just know that when you go, I'll be lonely one more time. Thank you. have been to you. And I find I'm doing things I said I'd never do. Each time you leave and go away, I swear we'll draw the line. But you come back and just like now, I'm falling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time, my arms will hold you. But it won't be long until you're gone with a memory left behind. And I just know that when you go, I'll be lonely one more time. Close the curtain here at the Ryman Auditorium. May I say how nice it was having you here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week brings another great show featuring Porter Wagoner and Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. So be listening, won't you? Now this is Ray Price saying thanks ever so much, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Now fun, enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette,
a real cigarette,
a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.